And we're presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Pony and Mueller. Stanley Cup playoffs game 6 between the Bruins and Islanders tonight in New York. 7:30 faceoff. New York up 3-2. Trying to join Montreal in hockey's Final Four. Chris Mueller battling through BO today.
Yeah, I got this little antiperspirant deodorant from a company whose deodorant only I usually buy, right? Now, I tried the antiperspirant out, and it says 48-hour protection.
You can't
take that at face value, right?
You can't just take
that claim and say and bring it out into the world when it's deodorant
and say, all right, I put it on Tuesday.
Okay, here's the problem.
So I can skip
But that's
Wednesday.
How I want to test the claim.
So, why would you do that?
Ah, come
it
on.
It takes two seconds.
Because I work with a bunch of dudes. It's not like I'm going to offend somebody with my scent if it's not true.
It needs to be part of your morning routine. I don't care if it says 72-hour protection. Every day should start by putting deodorant into both armpits.
Okay. So that's your opinion.
That's the only opinion.
Does every day need to start with a shower? Are you a daily shower guy?
I will understand people.
How do you reconcile not being a daily shower guy with being a daily deodorant
guy? No, I'm going to argue the timing of the shower, morning versus night.
If
as
I
long
take
as
a
the shower is in there.
If I took a shower yesterday morning, but did not take one this morning, and I've come in here and yesterday morning, so about 36 hours ago or 30 hours ago, not a fan.
In this weather, with the amount of sweat that takes place, I don't care if you lather your entire body in antiperspirant. You're still sweating.
Guess what you're dealing with, Chief? Here's the thing.
So you haven't showered in more than 36 hours?
No, I think
it's
been about 30 hours.
30 hours without a shower, and you didn't put deodorant on this morning?
And no, here's the weird thing.
What's wrong with you?
Here's the weird thing. Left pit smells fine. Right pit, I don't buy the claim. Their claim is only 50% true.
Craig.
And my right arm's the arm getting more use, so you would think it's producing more sweat.
Do you put deodorant on every day regardless of what?
Yes.
Same.
I would be like,
and
if I
now I'm going to because this claim's BS from this particular.
But you
company.
Should. That'd be like I can't. I don't even know if there's.
They thought they
if
were
there's
making,
a hygiene equivalent to that.
They thought they were making a higher quality product, or they were touting it as better than your twice as good as your average deodorant or antiperspirant. And now I'm finding out that it at best it's 1.5
but
times.
You, but
as good.
You've put it to the test by not taking a shower. That's the other thing that
yeah,
I don't get.
Yeah, they probably have like that asterisk.
And I don't understand
it.
How.
Well, no, but see, here's the thing. If I take a shower, I'm putting that loofah up in there.
But wait a minute.
I'm reapplying no matter what because I have scraped it
but
off.
But wait a minute. If I think to myself,
God,
wow.
I can smell this armpit now that we're talking about
I can smell it over here. If you go along, if you realize, oh, crap, I'm running short on time. I don't have time to take a shower.
That's happened to me.
Why don't you then,
oh,
in order to try to make up for it?
I do.
You didn't today?
Yeah, because that's when I'm using just 24-hour deodorant. This is 48 hours. I thought it offered me an extra barrier of protection.
Even without taking the shower this
Correct.
Morning.
Correct. I thought it was going to overpower the
that's
shower.
That's brutal. That's really bad.
Well, now I see,
you
it's
overcompensate
lesson learned,
with more body spray and more.
Oh, I don't
more
put body spray on my net. The Alex doesn't like any of that stuff.
No, but I'm saying if you haven't showered, you've been left no choice. You
wait.
Have to.
Why am I left no choice? It's my body. I don't care if you guys smell a little musk.
Oh, I disagree. You have
Craig just made the all-time face at that.
If you're
one.
In a workplace or you are going out and about, you owe it to other people.
As a functioning member of society,
Correct.
You
well,
owe it to everybody else.
Who said I was that?
Well,
I have
my doubts now.
That's where you've steered way off the tracks here, my friend.
But you've been why today did you decide after all these years that Chris Mueller wanted to put to the test, you were coming into work?
I've been putting it to the test for a couple days now, and this is the first time. This is the first time it's failed. I've tried
but
this
without
multiple,
shower.
I've tried this multiple times now, and this is the first time it's definitively failed. So now the experiment.
So no reapplication of deodorant on top of no shower. You've been doing this
a
lot.
I've done it like a total of 3 times.
See, I think if you're working at home, you can get away with it. Not when you're coming back into the office.
Man, I don't even want to say how long I went without showering when I was working from home.
What do you think was your personal record?
Oh, I think there were times I woke up because I wasn't like exercising, so I wasn't even breaking a sweat. There were times I woke up and said to Alex, honey, I have to shower. I think it's been 4 days.
Oh, my God.
I would ask. I actually asked Alex this.
My God.
I said, "Honey, do I smell?" And she would go, "No, I don't. I don't smell anything weird." I said, "I've got to take a shower anyway. I don't think I've showered in 4 days."
And you're still like, she didn't smell anything. That's just your wife being nice to you. She had to have smelled.
I know.
You.
Alex deals with quite a bit at her job, so I think like unless I smell like I've laid
she
in.
She probably
in
has.
Pee,
yeah, she probably has olfactory fatigue.
She's nose blind to me.
That's what it is. Olfactory fatigue. It's like when you live on a farm and the smell of manure, you're immune to it. That's what she has.
She's now immune to the manure of Mueller.
So she's the worst.
My opinion's
she's the worst
now,
judge of this.
Yeah, I was going to say, my opinions now aren't the only thing that stinks.
4 days.
That was an extreme. This is quite the admission for me.
You didn't admit it. I had to call you out on it on the air.
But I admitted the 4 days thing. Like, the New York Times did something about people who worked from home said they're going to shower less, and it was speaking to me. But I think now that we've done this experiment, I realize I got to get back to my old ways.